Играется.
Today's Amud is Yuma Ayin Vav Amud Aleph. We're holding 8 lines from the bottom on Ayin Vav Amud Aleph by the two dots, Aser Ba'achila. So we spoke a lot about the Mun. Now finally the Gemara is going to go back and discuss our Mishnah. So we mentioned in the Mishnah on Ayin Gimel Amud Beis, we said that Yom HaKippurim is Aser Ba'achila Uveshtiyah Verechitza, Uvesicha, Ubedina Sasando, Ubetashma Shamita. The Mishnah mentions 6 things that are also on Yom Kippur. So the Gemara now is going to discuss the Makar for these 6 Inuyim. So one of them really, Achila, we already mentioned. Achila we mentioned already right away on Ayindalad, the whole Daf Ayindalad. We spoke about the Makar for this Rachila. But says the Gemara now, Hani Chamisha Inuyim Kenegan Mi. I mean, where do we see a Makar for the 5 Inuyim? So we just said that there's really 6. So the Gemara is going to ask that soon. But says the Gemara, so where do we find a Makar in the Torah for these 5 Inuyim? So Amar Rav Chista, they're connected the Chamisha Inuyim Shebet Torah. They're connected the 5 times. It says the Lashon of Inuy in the Torah. In the Psukim by Yom Kippur, it says the Lashon of Inuy 5 times. And that's the Makar for the Chamisha Inuyim. What are the 5? Where are the 5 places in the Torah where it says Lashon of Inuy? It says Uba'asar, Va'ach Ba'asar, Shabbos Shabbosin, V'Shabbos Shabbosin, V'Yis Alechem, 5 different Psukim. Tosfos discusses why the Gemara Dafka mentions it in this order. But Lamaisa 5 times in the Torah in these Psukim say Lashonis of Inuy. So that's the Makar for Chamisha Inuyim. Now ask the Gemara, Hani Chamisha Havu, Vanan Shisatnan. But that's only 5 psukim, and the Mishnah says that there are 6 inuyim. Again, we said Achila, that's 1. Shtia, that's 2. Rechitza is 3. Sicha is 4. Nilas Hasandol is 5. Tashmishamita is 6. So the Mishnah says 6. So how do you only have a Makar for 5? What about the 6th one? So says the Gemara, Shtia b'chal achila hi. In a chanami, there are 6 things listed in the Mishnah, but we only need a makar for 5 of them. Because really, achila includes shtia also. Shtia is included in achila. When we say that's aser, when we find a makar for achila, so that also includes, that's considered a makar for shtia as well. Therefore, we only need 4 more, and that taka we have 5 places in the Torah where it uses a lashon of inoy. Now, how do we know that shtia is included in achila? The amar Reish Lakish minayin l'shtia shi b'chal achila. Reish Lakish taught us, and how do we know that the lashon of achila includes shtia as well? Shenemar, the pasuk says regarding ma'aser sheni. The pasuk says regarding ma'aser sheni. Ma'aser sheni is when you take off 10% and you take it and it's for you to eat. The owner gets to eat it himself, but he has to bring it to Yerushalayim. He brings it to Yerushalayim and he eats it in Yerushalayim. So the pasuk says regarding ma'aser sheni, it says v'chalta l'fnei Hashem alokecha. It says that you're going to eat it in front of Hashem, meaning you eat it in Yerushalayim. And what's this thing that it says achila about? What are you going to eat? Ma'aser de gancha tiraishcha v'yitzarecha. It says the ma'aser of your grains tiraishcha. Tiraishcha is referring to wine v'yitzarecha and the olives. But you see that it includes wine. So you see that what, even though it says the pasuk starts off with a lashon of achila, it discusses wine and it calls that achila. So it's like the Gemara points out that tirish chamru. Tirish is really a reference to wine. V'kari leiva achalta. The Torah describes what you do with the wine in Yerushalayim as an achila. So you see, even though really, of course, you drink the wine, you don't eat wine, you drink wine, still that the Torah is able to describe that as you're going to eat it in Yerushalayim, even though it's really something that you drink, clearly because shtia is included in achila. Says the Gemara Mimai. How do you know? Who says we're drinking this wine? V'dilma d'achila, de anigrain. Maybe we're talking about, maybe the Torah is describing a person who's eating his wine. Now, how do you eat wine? You eat it with anigrain. You eat it as one of the ingredients inside of this anigrain dish. Dama Rabba Bar Shmuel. That a nigrin is maya de silka, that a nigrin is the water with the beets, and a xigrin is maya de kulu shilki, is all other types of vegetables. So maybe this type of a nigrin you had it with wine. So you taka ate it. So this is maybe the pasuk's describing wine that you eat, and therefore this cannot be a makar that achila includes shtia as well, that shtia b'chal achila. So Elam Rav Acha Bar Yaakov Mihacha. This is the Makar. This is the Makar that Shtiyah is Bechlal Achila. The Pasuk says regarding Pidyon Maaser Sheni. So we just explained that Maaser Sheni, you take off 10% and you bring it with you to Yerushalayim. And you eat it there in Yerushalayim. Pidyon Maaser Sheni is for a person that, let's say, he lives far away from Yerushalayim. And he's not planning on going to Yerushalayim in the near future. By the time he waits until the next time he gets to Yerushalayim, let's say the next regel, so it's gonna be, his produce are gonna be already all spoiled. So what does he do? He can't just hold on to it. He can't eat it outside Yerushalayim. So what he does is he's paided. He transfers the Kedushas Maaser Sheni onto money. And then with that money, the next time he's Eilul Regel, the next time he goes to Yerushalayim, so he'll bring that money with him, and then in Yerushalayim he'll buy fruits with the money, so then the money will, then the Kedushas Maaser Sheni will then transfer off of the money and onto the fruits that he buys in Yerushalayim. So now the Torah describes Pidyon Maaser Sheni, it describes what he does when he gets to Yerushalayim. When he gets to Yerushalayim, the Pasuk says, "V'nasata kesef b'chol asher ta'av nafshecha," that you should then transfer, you could buy with that money whatever you would like. Babakar, and it describes all the things that you'll eat in Yerushalayim that you'll buy using this money. And on that list is Yayin v'sheichar. It says wine and other intoxicating beverages. And then the pasuk concludes v'achalta sham, and you'll eat it over there in Yerushalayim. So now says the Gemara that Sheikhar, and the Bach adds in also in Yayin, that Sheikhar and Yayin Shtiyahu, those are both drinks, Vikarya Rachmana Vachalta, and still the Pasuk concludes, Vachalta Sham, that you're gonna eat it over there. It describes what you do with it as an Achila. So again, you have a Makar that Shtiyah is Bechlal Achila. Says the Gemara, no. Mimai, Vidama Hachanami, the Achlea Dea Nigrain. Who says, maybe over here we're also talking about the type of, eating the wine. We're talking about a person who's eating his wine, because he adds it with a Nigrain, the same way we were Madche the Raya before. Here also, we'll say that we're discussing a person who's eating his wine. Says the Gemara, no, you can't say that, because Sheikhar Ksiv. Because the Pasuk doesn't just say Yayin, it also says Sheikhar. And what if it says Sheikhar? Says the Gemara, because Sheikhar is Mashma Midi the Meshacher. It's Mashma something which makes a person shikr. It's matched with something which is intoxicating. And if a person has wine with an igroin, so that's not going to intoxicate him. Wine only intoxicates the person when he drinks it. So therefore, that's how we know it must be it's talking about drinking wine. And still, the Torah calls it an achila. Says the Gemara, no. V'dilma devela ki'ilis. Maybe we're talking about these fig cakes that come from ki'ilis, that they're also intoxicating. So really, we're talking about something which is eaten, and it's still intoxicating. The Tani, we learned in the Braisa, that achol devela ki'ilis, if a person eats these fig cakes, or he's v'shasa devash, or he drinks some sort of drink with honey, v'chalav, or he drinks milk, so all these things that make a person very heavy, very like intoxicated, v'nichnas l'miktosh, and then in this state of intoxication, and he goes into the Beis HaMikdash. So the halach is Yischayev Malkus. The Torah says that Yayin v'sheichar alteisht b'vayachem el mayed. You're not allowed to be intoxicated when you go into the Beis HaMikdash. So a person who drinks any of these drinks, he's Yischayev Malkus. So what do you see from here? You see that these fig cakes are intoxicating. So maybe that's what the pasuk's referring to. So we're not talking about drinking wine. We're talking about a person who ate these special fig cakes, and that's why the Torah refers to it as nachila. And there's no raya from here that achila is bechal, that shti is bechal achila. Says the Gemara, no. Elo yalev sheichar sheichar minazir. Malo halon yayin avkan yayin. We learn out of the gzeir shava of sheichar sheichar from nazir. Just like by a nazir, when it says sheichar, it's referring to wine. It's not referring to fig cakes. A nazir is allowed to drink fig cakes. He's just not allowed to have wine. So just like by a nazir, it's referring to wine when the Torah says sheichar, so too in this pasuk of Pidyon Maaser Sheni, when the pasuk says sheichar, it must be it's referring to wine. And since it's referring to wine, and still the Torah calls it, in achila, you see, we have a raya from this pasuk that shtiya is bechlal achila. So now the Gemara is going to discuss a little bit more about wine. Amish Kistram Hashem. Today's Amud Purim, the Amud for Purim, and we have a whole Shaklavatari now about wine. Now the reason why the Gemara is going to get into wine, besides the fact that it's the Amud for Purim, is because we mentioned one of the first Makar that the Gemara tried to bring as a raya that Shtiyah is Bechlal Achila. So he said is from the pasuk of Ma'aser Sheni, where the pasuk says V'chaltol of Hashem Elokecha Ma'aser Degancha Tiraishcha V'Yitzarecha. And we said that what is Tiraishcha? We said that Tiraishcha is wine. So now ask the Gemara, is that really true? V'Tirish Chamerhu, is that really true? That assumption that we made before, that Tirish is wine, is that really true? That Tirish refers to wine? V'Tane, but we learned in the Braisa, Hanayder Minatirish, if a person makes a neder, that he's not going to drink, that he's not going to have Minatirish. So the halacha is that he's also b'chol mine misicha. Misika. He's not allowed to eat, or he's not allowed to have any sort of these sweet things. Umutar b'yayin, but he's allowed to drink wine. This is Ritz says only after 30 days old. Before 30 days, it still has some sweetness. But after the wine is at least aged for 30 days, so then he's allowed to have wine. So what do you see from here? You see, even though he made a neder that he's not going to have tirosh, he's still mutter to drink wine. So you see that tirosh does not refer to wine. It says the Gemara, "V'la'av chamru." What? And you think tirish does not refer to wine? But we have psukim, which seems to say lahedya, that it describes wine as tirish. Vaksiv, the pasuk says, "V'tirish yinayviv besulais." It says that tirish brings forth things that are closed, like besulais, meaning it brings forth secrets. Nichnas yayin yatzasai. You see, tirish is a reference to yayin, that when a person drinks wine, so it reveals, it brings forth the secrets. So you see that, you see from the pasuk that tirish is wine. Says the Gemara, no, davar haba min atirish yinave besulais. I can tell you that the pasuk means to say, not, it's not the tirish, the word itself doesn't refer to wine. Tirish itself might be something which you eat. It might be referring to grapes. And just the pasuk means the thing which comes from the tirish, that brings forth the secrets. So it's referring to wine, but the word tirish doesn't mean wine, it means grapes. Just the thing that comes from the grapes, that brings forth the secrets. That's how I could touch up the pasuk. Says the Gemara, but I have a different pasuk which seems to describe wine as tiresh. Vaksiv, the pasuk says, v'tiresh yikavecha yifrotzu. It says that tiresh of the yekev, so it bursts forth. Now people don't store the grapes in the yekev. The yekev is the bar, is the pit where the wine is stored. You don't put the grapes there, Rashi explains. You put the wine there. So you see from this pasuk that tiresh is a reference to wine. Says the Gemara, no. Again, we could say the same thing as before, that davar habom in a tiresh yikavecha. That the thing that gets stored in the Yekev, the Tirish of the Yekev, bursts forth, but it's not referring to not the Tirish refers to wine, Tirish refers to the grapes, but the thing that comes from the Tirish, the wine which comes from the grapes that gets stored in the Yekev, that bursts forth. That's what the pasuk means. In fact, the Gemara, we have a different pasuk. Vaksiv, the pasuk says, Znos v'yayin v'tirish yikachlev. It says that Znos, yayin, and tirish, they take away a person's heart from Hashem. They intoxicate a person, and they bring a person away from Hashem. So you see that tirish is a reference to wine. And here you can't say that it means grapes, because it says it together with yayin. So it seems like we're talking about, so then it would be the same thing as yayin. So it must be that tirish is referring to a different type of yayin. That's yayin v'tirish, is two different types of yayin. But it can't be the thing which comes from the grapes, because that's already yayin. So now we have a raya, the tirish must be referring to wine. So says the Gemara, Elo de kuli alma tiresh chamru. Elomai, we have a proof. This is, we can't refute this raya. The taka, we have a raya, the tiresh refers to wine. Ah, so what's the psha by nedarim, the halacha by nedarim, that when a person makes a neder, that he's not gonna have tiresh, why is he mutter to have wine? Says the Gemara, because of Nedarim, Halich Acher Lashin B'nei Adam, because the rule, the golden rule by Nedarim, is that it's not about what the actual definition of the word is, it goes by what people mean when they say that word. And Lamaisa, when people say the word Tiresh, practically speaking, they don't mean wine. Practically speaking, when people say Tiresh, they mean things that are Masika, things that are sweet, they're not referring to wine. So even though technically, the word Tiresh in the Torah, it means wine, but still by Nedarim, a person who makes a neder from Tiresh, he's going to be allowed to have wine, because that's not what a person means when he makes such a neder. So now that we see that tirish is really a word that means wine, so now just the Gemara points out, v'may kar le yayin, v'may kar le tirish. What's the pshat, and why do we have these two different words for wine? So we have the word yayin, and we have the word tirish. So says the Gemara that it's called yayin because shemevi lalalayla, because it brings wailing to the world. People get drunk and then end up doing avera, so it brings wailing. And tirosh is milashin rash. Rash means poor. So it's called tirosh shekolam isgaribai, the people that they overindulge in the wine, so they're nasa rash, they become poor, they use their money to buy alcohol, and they become poor. Rav Kahana Rami, Rav Kahana asked the Stira, Ksiv, on the one hand, the Pasuk says, Tirosh, and it doesn't say it's written without a Vav. So you can read it, Tirash, that it's Miloshan Pur. The Karinon, Tirosh. But Lamaisa, we read it as if there was a Vav there. We read it, Tirosh, which is like Miloshan Rosh, like a head. So what's the Pshat? Says Rav Kahana, Zacha, if a person uses the wine properly, he drinks in the right amounts, and he acts with it properly, so then he's Nasa Rosh, so then he Taka becomes a head, the wine makes a person happy, and that's able to open up his head, that he becomes wiser, becomes smarter. But if he's not zaycha, if he doesn't use it correctly, so then nasarash, so then he becomes poor, like we just described before. Says the Gemara, Rava Rami, Rava asked the following stira, ksiv yisamach. It says the word is written yisamach, but being that there's no vowels in the Torah, so you could really read that word yishamach, which is milashon shememo, lashon of desolate. The karina yisamach, but lamaisa we read it with the sin, with the samach sound, we read it yisamach, that it makes a person happy. So he said, Rava darshened, that zacha, if a person uses the wine correctly, like we just explained, so then it's misamchai, then it taka makes him happy, and mamela, then he's also, his head opens up to thoughts of chachma, but lai zacha, but if he's not zaycha, so then mishamimai, so then it destroys him. Vahainu dama Rava, which is what Rava said, that Rava used the wine correctly, that chamra verechani pakchen, that the wine and smelling nice things, so those things, they made me wiser, because I used them, obviously used them correctly, and then taka made him wiser. Says the Gemara Veiter, Rechitza v'sicha minolun dekri inois. Now we're going back. We said that the source for the other inuyim that we mentioned in the Mishnah is because of the five different times the Torah says a lashon of inoy. So now that we have that the source for the five different inuyim is because the Torah says inuy in five different places. So now all that's left to figure out, and that the Gemara is going to do over the next couple of blocks, is now to figure out, now where do we find that each one of these five inuyim are considered inuy? Once we figure out that each one of these are considered an inuy, so now it makes into a perfect match that when the Torah said inuy five times, that it's referring to these five, refraining from these five activities. So now says the Gemara, so, Rechitza v'sicha minolun dekri inoy. So two of the things in the Mishnah was rechitza and sicha. So now where do we know it? Where do we know that these things are called inoy? That they're called affliction? That then we could say that when the Torah says the lashon of inoy, that it's referring to these things. It says the Gemara dechsev, the pasuk says in Daniel, it says that after Koresh was mevatel the heter, so to speak, to rebuild the Beis Hamikdash, so Daniel, when Koresh was mevatel the heter to rebuild it, so Daniel, he afflicted himself for 3 weeks. And so how did he afflict himself? The Chsiv, the Pasuk says that lechem chamudois loyachalti, I didn't eat lechem chamudois, which the Gemara is going to explain soon, ubasar fiyayin loyba'alpi, and I didn't eat basar, I didn't drink wine, v'soyich loyisachti, and I didn't anoint myself. I didn't anoint myself with shaman, with oil. So the Gemara, just before we explain and finish explaining the raya, the Gemara just points out the my lechem chamudois. So what do these words mean? That when Daniel said about himself that I didn't eat lechem chamudois. So what is lechem chamudois? Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yehuda, Breid Rav Shmuel, Barshilas, Afilu Nahama, Dechite, Dechaiso, Loi Ocho. I didn't even eat pure white bread. You know, I only ate, unpure bread. So that's what Daniel was saying. He didn't mamish fast, but he wouldn't, at least he held himself back from eating nicer bread. So now, we have a makar that Daniel held himself back from anointing himself. But who says that that's called inoy? So says the Gemara, Uminalan dechashiv ki inoy. Now who says, we see that he afflicted himself by not anointing himself, but who says that that has a shame inoy to it? Techzeh, because the Pasuk says, that v'yoymer Eli, that Gavriel, Daniel saying over, that Gavriel said to me, Malach Gavriel said to me, Al tira Daniel, don't be scared. Ki min ayoy marishon asher nasatas libcho lohavin ulis anais of ne'elokecha. From the day that you started this inoy, so nishmu devarecha, so your words were heard, vani basi bidvarecha, which those words the Gemara is going to explain later. But the point is that you see that Malach Gavriel called, he considered what Daniel did as being considered an inoy. Now, the inoy, Tosfos points out, cannot be referring to the fact that he didn't eat, because he did eat. We just said he didn't eat the best bread. It can't be the fact that he didn't drink, because he did drink. He just didn't drink wine. So withholding from wine, withholding from the best bread, withholding from meat, that's not called inoy. So it must be, what's the inoy? The inoy was the fact that sachle sachti, the fact that sachle sachti, the fact that he didn't anoint himself, that must be the inoy. So you see from here that sicha is considered inoy. Well, says the Gemara, Ashkechan sicha. But we asked about two things. This is only a raya that sicha is considered inui. Rechitza min alam. But where do you see that rechitza, that withholding from a person withholding from rechitza, from washing himself with water, that that's considered inui? So it says the Gemara, Amar Rav Zutra, Rabbi Tovia, Amar Akra, because the pasuk says, Vatavai kamayim bikirboi, the chashem in bats maisav. So you see that the Torah equates, the pasuk equates rechitza to sicha. Mayim bekirboy is rechitza, the Hashem ba'atzmaisav is sicha, and the pasuk equates the two. So we see that just like sicha is called inoy, it must be that rechitza, withholding from rechitza, must also be considered an inoy. Says the Gemara, who says when the pasuk says vatavei chamayim bekirboy, that's referring to washing oneself with water? Ve'ima kashtia, maybe it's referring to a person drinking water. That drinking water is like sicha, and then mameli would have a raya from here that withholding from drinking is considered an inoy. But you don't have a raya from here that rechitza is that withholding from rechitza, refraining from rechitza, that that's considered inoy. Ve'ima kashtia, maybe it's referring to drinking. So says the Gemara, no, because dum yedeshemet, because it compares it. It puts it next to the Hashem in Bat Smaisav. So we assume that it's talking about a similar way of usage. The Ma Shemin Yavroi, just like over there, the Pasuk's talking about using the Shemin to anoint oneself. The Hashem in Bat Smaisav is obviously not, you don't drink the Shemin, you put it on top of a person's body. So Af Mayim Be'avroi, also the water in the Pasuk, it's referring to putting it on top of, on the outer surface of one's body, and not inside, not drinking it. So therefore you have a Raya from here that Rechitza is like Sicha, and Mamela, that just like refraining from Sicha is Inoy, so too refraining from Rechitza, that's also considered Inoy. Says the Gemara, no, Vatana Ipcha Kanasiv La. We find that the Tana uses this pasuk for the reverse way. The Mishnah says, Minayin L'sicha Ki Kashtia. How do we know that on Yom Kippurim? How do we know that on Yom Kippur that Sicha is Aser just like Shtia? What's the Makar that Sicha is Aser? So says the Tana, because Afo Pishein Rai L'davar, Zeicha L'davar. There's a remez, Shenemer, because the pasuk says, so you see that the Torah equates drinking with sicha, and therefore just like drinking water on Yom Kippur is aser, so to sicha with shemen, that's also aser. So you see that the Tana used this pasuk to teach us that sicha is kashtia. So how do you have a raya? So where? What's the makar? So we're still back to square one. Now what's the makar that rechitza is also considered inoy? Says the Gemara, Elam Rav Ashi, Rechitza Migufe Dekrunch Mialei. We know Rechitza from the actual Pasuk itself. Because the Pasuk says, V'soich Leisachti. If the Pasuk just meant that he didn't anoint himself with oil, so then the Pasuk would have just said, V'Leisachti. What's V'soich Leisachti? What's the extra Lashon V'soich Leisachti? It must be Daniel was saying about himself that he didn't do Rechitza or Sicha. That's why he repeated the words, V'soich Leisachti. He meant to say that he refrained from rechitza and from sicha. And on all of that, the Malach told him that he considered that an inoy. So you see from there, from Malach Gavriel's response, that it must be that both rechitza and sicha, refraining from rechitza with water and sicha with shemen, that both of that is considered inoy. And Mamela, when the Torah says inoy, it must be, it's referring to refraining from sicha and refraining from rechitza.